So, if you let this run for a long time, it wouldn't probably get totally clear. Would it get clearer than this?
It doesn't get totally clear. I don't think it gets much clearer than this.
That's what I think, because we talked about that yesterday, and they let it run. Tell them about all the high-crush people coming over and how that
They were here this spring.
High-crush.
Yep. They had their certified guy taking the samples. And they were here to take the sample, and it was darker than this yet when they finally gave up and took the sample. And they said, one of the guys that worked in the mine was all along with the person to do the samples. He said, wow, I wonder how this test will show out. I never heard nothing about but I got the results, the paperwork from it.
Uh-huh.
What'd they say?
But the iron, it was something about the iron, they couldn't test the iron.
And that's the main thing that was making it orange, right?
Right.
Well, I think it is.
Yeah.
That's what I would guess, but I don't really know.
I'm beginning to wonder if it isn't so much that they can't test it.
It's off the charts.
It's off the charts, right.
Right. I don't know. That's what's from my guess.
Well, what do these the paperwork say when you get it back? Does it say test is out here and everything else is usually out here, like you're way out there, or like what do the results say?
It's just they test for magnesium and manganese and
manganese.
Yeah, and
aluminum,
metal.
They call it heavy metal.
There's like 5 pages of them.
Oh, really?
Wow.
And iron's in with it, and mercury, and iodine, a lot of stuff that's in with it. And everything they say, if it's a certain color number, it's high, so,
Manganese.
Yeah. That was colored, and there's 4 or 5 of them that were colored.
Which means they were too high.
They were too high.
And did it say how much too high, or?
It just a certain number what it read.
Right.
And the chart, they had another chart sent with that said what it is normal.
Yeah.
And how often do they test? Do they pull
once
samples?
Once a year, every spring.
Okay.
And it's been going up ever since they started.
Oh, it's been
the first test looked real good the first year before they started on anything. It looked real good.
So this is spring of 2012.
When did you have your first test? The 2012. Okay.
Okay, and every year since you've been getting more of those elements that are off the chart kind of thing.
Getting it higher and higher and higher. This year, I think the last 2 years, it didn't change a lot, but it was still high.
So what do they say when, is there any...
Do they go right up with it or something?
I don't hear nothing from them. They take the sample and that's it.
And when the sample...
I get the results back from them, but they never come and talk about it.
Yeah. So the results come directly from the lab where they sent it.
Where they sent it to, yeah.
But there's never any high crush coming saying, we're sorry that it keeps going up?
No. Oh. They don't come and talk about it.
It's amazing.
They're not concerned about that it's raising or whatever, but...
But you are.
Is there anything on those charts that say... like dangerous level, or
if you have questions, call this number so.
That's it. So they don't give you any kind of write up, or they just have the normal and yours, and that's it.
And if you have questions, call this number.
Wow.
Did you ever try that?
I never tried it. It was the guy that is supposed to see after the.
The planning department?
Yeah.
That guy?
The planning guy.
Yeah.
It's this number. If you have any questions, whatever.
He would be the one that should answer them.
Wow.
So is he getting a copy of this?
I don't know.
Who's planning? County planning?
Yeah.
You know the guy?
No, I know the name, but I think, is he still with them, or is that different now?
I think he's still with them.
Is he? I never can remember anything. Let's
can we go into that, yeah. I didn't bring my rain jacket.
Oh. Well, we stand in the porch, that's good. I was just saying to Terry on the way over, well, it looks like it's starting to clear off.
I know.
That too.
I know. There's another big front that came in behind it.
Yeah. It's supposed to be on again, off again all day, I guess.
Yeah.
So when was the first time you heard about this mine? Before it obviously was dug, but like, when did it first come on your radar?
I don't know.
Like,
we thought 2011 is when we first started hearing about High Crush, and they started buying that land over there from those other people.
I think that's the time when we heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who was it Daniel Gingrich's dad that they tried to bid him way up to buy his land, and he said, no, I don't think I could be a good Christian if I had this kind of money in my pocket. He's the one that said that, right? Yeah, Daniel Gingrich was dead, yes.
And he's Amish?
Yes.
Okay. And when you heard about this mine coming in, what were you thinking? What, did you have any thought on what that it was going to look like?
No.
No, yeah.
I've never heard of anything like that before, and I never realized what it is.
I don't think any of us did.
Yeah. And if I can ask you an honest question, like, do you just wish it wasn't here?
I do wish it wasn't here.
Yeah. And do most of your neighbors feel the same way?
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than the ones that sold.
Right. Right.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
And why do you wish it wasn't here? Is it because of the blasting, the noise? What is it? All the above?
Well, I don't think it's good for anybody.
Yeah.
It's not just the noise or the blasting or whatever. I can have my cart sitting out here underneath the overhang there on by the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had to worry about it being much dusty.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's sitting underneath there, in the summertime, dry weather or whatever, it's not there a day before she's just covered with it.
Right. And that stuff's going in your mouth, too.
I'm sure it is.
In your lungs, yeah.
And there's kids that live here?
How's that?
Kids that live here? Little kids that live here?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The prevailing wind is coming from that direction?
I'm glad I'm on this side of it, though. I get less of it.
Oh, so you're saying the wind comes more going
this way,
that way.
This way.
Oh, that's what I was asking. So
yeah.
The wind is going that way?
Most times it's going that way or this way.
Oh, so you're lucky if it was coming right towards you.
Whenever it comes this way, it's almost always raining.
Okay, so...
Oh, so then the dust doesn't fly around as much.
Well, what does that tell you? If you get dust under on your thing and you live with the wind, against the wind.
I don't know how it would look then.
How would it look on the other side?
On the other
exactly.
side, right. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah.
And do you know the family? I know there's that big conveyor that goes over that road, and there's an Amish family who lives right to the right of it. Do you know them?
Oh, yeah. She's my first cousin.
Okay.
But it's Bontrager.
Levi Bontrager.
Levi.
Levi Bontrager. Actually, Bontrager.
It's a Bontrager?
Yep.
Levi?
Yep. I think it's... It's with an E instead of an A.
But there's Bontrager and Bontrager.
Bontrager are over here on
Daniel's folks.
Yeah.
And what are the? I mean, that's crazy. I've always been stunned by how they're right in the crosshairs. They're right in the middle of all of this. What are they? Are they just stunned? Or they didn't see this coming, right? It must have been pretty.
Not more than we did.
Right. But they're underneath it. I mean, they're
right.
Yeah.
Actually, the conveyors are all both beside of them.
Right.
Just all beside of them.
Right.
Did High Crush try to buy their land?
Yep.
And they just said no.
They wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But then they had a portion on the other side of the railroad track that they bought from them.
Oh, on the other side of the railroad track, they sold that to them.
I think it was like 7 acres or so. Just like a little street corner piece.
Okay.
That they sold to them.
Okay. But they were
stuff to not to land up here by the buildings, which they were hoping to get, but they wouldn't sell.
But those conveyors are running 24/7 in the summer.
Oh yeah, yeah. But now they're now trying to put in a pump system.
Where?
Right along the side of the conveyor.
Oh really?
To pump it instead.
As a slurry.
Oh.
So they're going to pump the slurry up to the site, up north to the processing?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're not going to use the conveyor, they're going to use both?
They're not going to use the conveyor then.
They just take
unless
it.
They do the return, I don't know.
Well, yeah, they still have to return the stuff they don't use.
Right.
But
oh, wow.
That, they're in the process of putting it in now.
Oh, okay. I knew they were working on it. I didn't know that either.
That's a great big pipe about one of this big around, I think.
So that's going to be all under the road there now.
Wow.
Well, I guess it's too much upkeep on the conveyors.
Is that why they...
That's what it hurts.
Oh.
Oh, man.
That's unusual.
But
right?
I thought they're almost halfway through, so I put something else in there.
Yeah.
Something go a little bit faster.
Yeah.
And I've heard of another thing that I've never heard of before. I guess they have a little holding tank over behind the dry plant there somewhere to hold their water that they, from washing the sand washing, and then she drains out.
Yeah.
And it flooded the field there in the back, kept it wet. And Ramble could not farm the field because it's always
it's
wet.
Too wet.
There. Guess what he did?
What did he do?
He went to DNR and said, "Here, you think you have the right for all this kind of other little stuff here? You don't worry about that water running over my field. I can't farm anymore." And he told them that they're going to have to get out there and do something about it, or he's going to change their mind.